The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday. How are you today, Ari?
I'm well.
Yeah?
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. You look a little bit, I don't know.
Out of it?
Yeah.
In my own little world.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
If I had to describe what's going on here.
I was, I walked into this studio and I was like, oh, yeah, I've got to tell Kuvo something. And I just sat down just working away on my laptop because, you know, we've got content to do.
Sure.
But, like, the thing was, I was going to mention to you, I feel like I don't have much control over my mouth today. So I don't know what's going to come out of my brain.
Oh, this is going to be a fun show.
Yes.
When it's like this, the chaos will ensue.
And by chaos, nothing really happens. I just talk a lot of smack. Smack? Smack. Schmack. Smack. Smackos.
Does anyone want to? Do you want a smacko? I think they're for dogs. You're welcome to have one, though.
Do you make lollies out of schmackos? Could you imagine?
I don't think so. Unless you want
beef-flavored lollies?
Yeah.
Liver.
Do you want a liver treat, Ari?
I could go for a liver treat. If there's mayo involved, I can dip it in the mayonnaise.
This is what you're in for, everyone.
Yeah,
get ready.
Sorry.
It's going to be good.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, Ari, did you see the photos of Kanye West and Bianca at the Grammys?
Oh, how could you not? It was all plastered throughout my Instagram and whatever. So they weren't invited.
Yeah, like, that's what's so wild about it.
Yeah, they were able to get in there. So, obviously, Kanye's got a contact somewhere.
He probably knows someone in the music business.
Yeah, he's like, mate, I'll give you probably about 200 grand. So you get
you reckon he, you reckon it was 200,000?
I don't know, but he would have paid a sum. Some type of sum, yeah.
Definitely. Well, he's got himself in the news cycle again with this.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps, mission accomplished.
Yeah, well, his wife, Bianca. Yeah. Well, she turned up with something covering her, but then on the carpet dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah, a jacket. And then she had like a see-through like bit of clothing so you could see everything.
You could see everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're wanting to see what all the fuss is about, Google.
Jump on any social.
Google is your friend. She's hardly wearing anything.
Yeah, no, she's not wearing anything at all.
It's the most hardly wearing anything outfit I think I've ever seen.
New record.
Yeah, I'd say so. They got escorted out of there as well.
I know.
Like,
how
you
good.
Guys have to go.
Yeah.
There's a chance you could be facing, like, a fine and stuff as well.
I hope they charge them.
For indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
You could see her face, though. She was like, I can't believe I have to do this.
Yeah,
He told her to do it. Come on.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? Or maybe it's really all up like her.
No, it's not.
Who knows?
No power.
I'm not in that relationship. I've got no idea.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree's here with the First at 5. Now, we've got to ask about this power station.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's some development in and around that, yeah?
Yeah, that's exactly right, guys. So the State Planning's Department has approved the demolition of the Liddell Power Station.
Ooh, interesting stuff.
So they're going to be replacing that site with a large-scale battery, hopefully expected to begin that construction at the end of this year.
Interesting as well, because I feel like that's been in the news for a little while now. We've been talking about this.
Yeah. It's been interesting as well because the Coalition announced they wanted to use that site for a nuclear power station if they were elected to government.
Mm. Yeah, and there's also been the chat around, of course, with all the earthquakes and everything too.
Yes.
Concern as to whether it really is, how suitable it is.
Mm.
But they wanted to go ahead anyway. The construction set to start at the end of the year, is that right?
Yeah, that's it. And they're saying that it should employ about 150 workers and they're wanting to use all local 95% locally sourced steel, so pretty big for the Hunter.
That's fantastic.
Well, we are still city, aren't we?
Yeah, at the end of the day.
Yeah, right.
And another story as well with one of our universities, right?
Yeah, that's right. So Newcastle University, we've got a lead researcher over there, Matt Dunn. Him and his research team have been granted $2 million.
Oh!
Yeah, huge to help fund the to help fund a better treatment for deadly childhood cancer.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's a lot of money. Mm. And I believe there's a bit of information around this being, like, particularly close to this particular researcher, right?
Yeah, extremely important for him. Him and his wife lost their child, Josephine, when she was 4 years old.
Oh. That's very sad. To this disease, yeah?
To this disease. They say you're only given about 6 to 12 months after diagnosis until then you pass away.
Is it like brain cancer or lymphoma or just any type of cancer?
I'm not entirely sure. It's
just, I suppose it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
I don't know, but they've never been able to find any type of cure for it. So
yeah. Wow.
Oh, this is really big.
Yes.
And hopefully it gets them a step closer to this cure.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, there's this German man. He's given a whole new meaning to the title from The Little Mermaid, Under the Sea.
Oh, what do you mean by this?
I should have got the song prepared.
No need, you can sing it. What have you got? Come on.
Darling, it's better. Down where it's wetter. Take it from me, under the sea.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that treat.
I can sing the whole damn song.
I enjoyed it.
Moving right along. So this man, he's actually broken the world record. He's lived underwater for up to 120 days, like in a row.
Wow.
He only just got out of the ocean like a couple weeks ago. Not even.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's a lot.
Dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, he's actually an aerospace engineer and he's built himself like this little capsule to go and live in just so he can like figure out how to live underwater and,
that's,
you know.
4 months basically, isn't it?
Oh, I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so the engineer was hanging out in the 30 square meter capsule home off the coast of Panama, submerged 11 meters in the ocean.
So he's got a little house under there?
Yeah. Okay. Houseboat. In the water.
But underwater.
Yeah, not on top. So the capsule, get this right, had most of the trappings of modern life. So everything you would need. So, such as a bed, standard. You're going to need a
comfortable
bed.
Comfortable.
Yep, so it's already better than my camping trip. A toilet. A toilet, obviously.
Also better than your camping trip.
Yeah, well,
I'll probably flushes.
TV, computer and internet, even an exercise bike. I didn't have all of that, any of it, actually.
I could do that.
Yeah, well.
4 months to be fine.
Yeah, well, you've got all the trappings. So this capsule also was attached to another chamber, which is perched above the waves by a tube containing a narrow spiral staircase in order to provide a way down for food and also visitors, including a doctor. So if he's got an emergency or he needs to speak to someone or see someone for whatever reason, he's got a safe way in and out.
That's great.
Okay.
At least he's safe.
Well, yeah, I guess. There was also solar panels on the surface provided, which also provided his electricity. There was a backup generator. However, this is where it falters. No shower. So he's having a hall bath every time he wants to get clean.
Well, oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
Pits and bits only.
Pits and bits. Yeah. Well, use a spiral staircase. Go and jump in the ocean. Get a bit of soap under there, you know.
No one will know.
No. No one's. Anyway, but. The thing is, though, he did have four cameras that filmed his movements.
Oh, someone will know.
Yeah, capturing his daily life, monitoring his mental health and providing a proof that he never came up to the surface. I would turn those off when you go on going up to, like, in the ocean.
Do your illegal bath.
Yeah, that's it.
It's going to be too stinky otherwise, isn't it? 4 months, no shower? Gross. I'm out. I was in, but now I'm not anymore.
Yeah, no, not for me.
No, definitely not.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, Ari, have you seen this footage of this bodybuilder doing push-ups inside the engine of a jet plane?
Where and why was
Sydney Airport,
that?
Right? Yeah. This is what he's saying. Apparently, the plane was on the tarmac at the airport in Sydney.
Sure.
And you know that, like, front bit of the jet engine? He climbs up into that and he's doing push-ups in it.
Whatever for? Just for the likes?
pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was saying the plane was parked and wasn't moving until the next day. I don't know if he, like, must have worked at the airport and he's just gone.
How would he have that information?
That access as well.
That too.
You know,
how do you get up
just,
there?
You can't just walk. Well, not even getting up there. You can't just walk onto the tarmac.
Yeah, that's
it's all
true.
Fenced.
Oh, well, yeah, and security.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, though, if that plane just started, just randomly, started up?
Well, that's the concern.
Yeah.
Do you think planes, how do you think they start?
Ding, ding, ding. I mean, ring, and then it starts this engine, yeah. Isn't that, no?
Neither of those
you
is.
You don't reckon there's a bing bong noise or no? Oh, I reckon they would.
That's
aren't
like,
they fancy these days?
That's at the airport when they're telling you
the
need
to
get.
The next train to arrive.
That's the train arriving at the Sydney
the
Airport station.
Plane to start up. On tarmac 2 goes to Brisbane. I don't think
the plane starting sound is that. That is them calling people to their gate.
The ding dong and the bing bong.
You've got it. You've
I
got
think
it.
It's funny.
Well, so no, do I.
I just that's how I would like to believe.
Yeah.
That's
all right. Fair enough.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Bit of a tech story here. Now, okay. Mark Zuckerberg, you know him as the head person of Facebook, the
Meta.
Creator or Meta, that sort of thing.
I've nicknamed him Big Zuck.
There we go.
Yep.
Ari's nickname for the man. he's having a bit of trouble at the moment because. You might have heard this story about, like, the DeepSeeker AI and stuff, all these AI companies coming out of China.
Yeah.
It's put a lot of pressure on these American technology companies to defend what they have created. And it's putting, like, it's making their shares drop a lot, basically.
Okay. I feel like this is pretty fair. It's just another competitor in the market, right?
Yeah.
Just in their realm.
That's right. It's exactly what's happened. But the pressure of this sort of new competitor coming out of nowhere, they're all a bit blindsided by it has it's basically cranked up the pressure for them to not let any of their secrets out because every little bit of extra information is a competitive advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
So Mark Zuckerberg's trying to cut down on information being leaked out.
So keeping your cards close to your chest.
Exactly.
But that means you also have to trust the people around you
to do
the same thing.
That's
and
right.
Have the same value in that.
He's also had trouble with things he's said in, like, meetings are all being leaked out. So somebody in the organisation has either got it in for him, not happy with the way they're treated, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and kind of getting back at him in a way?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe.
Anyway, so a week ago he had this all-hands-in meeting, which is, like, where most people either have to go in on Zoom or whatever for this meeting. He's got 75,000 employees, roughly.
That is a lot.
A lot. And he starts going on this, like, tirade in the meeting about, he's saying, look, no, everything I say gets leaked, you know, stop leaking everything. We've got to keep our cards close to our chest. We want to remain competitive.
Fair enough.
That got leaked within 5 minutes of the meeting.
You're kidding.
He then puts out this memo saying, like, oh, you know how I just said that in the meeting? Like, stop leaking stuff. That memo then got leaked 5 minutes after that. He's got some serious moles in his own competition, like in his own company, and he can't weed them out. He's got too many employees.
I have a theory.
What
now,
is it?
I don't know if I've watched too many TV shows. And
maybe.
Movies. So I reckon it's one of the employees that he has is actually like a mole, as in they're a spy.
Working
for
another
company.
I wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, oh, it has to be. Because who else is doing that?
Yeah.
Like, really? Because if you're genuinely working for Zuckerberg and all this is getting leaked, there is a potential for you to lose your job.
Oh,
so if
for
you
sure.
cared, you wouldn't be leaking stuff.
Well, maybe there's, it could be both. You might have the real spy type employees, but then he's also got the ones with just a vendetta who are happy to just work for another company if they get fired.
Well, I mean, that's true.
So I think it's a mix of both, but obviously we'll see what's happening in every secret meeting of his going forward.
Mm.
And that's fascinating because he's got so many people leaking all the info out.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
A new survey has come out to try and convince me that the world we live in is better than what it is, i.e. I'm talking about drivers on Newcastle roads. Exactly. So apparently, according to a surprise news survey, Aussie motorists have been rated among the most courteous drivers in the world.
Oh, I believe that.
I do not. Apparently, according to discovercars.com, Aussies are ranked number 4 on a list of the politest drivers. Look, honestly, I was out driving yesterday afternoon, and I think that's completely wrong. There's tailgaters, there's idiots, there's speeders, there's cranky people. And I just don't think it's true.
See, I wanted to go into a lane the other day. Somebody gave me the little wave.
Really?
I thought, how courteous are you?
I've never had that.
Thank you.
No one's ever put their hand up and said thanks.
Thank you, man with a big blonde mullet that may have been a wig. I appreciate your work that was driving a Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, well, this is how the rest of us fared. So, apparently we're not as nice as Kiwis, though, on the roads.
Oh, yeah.
New Zealand ranked the second politest in the world behind Cyprus at number 1.
Cyprus, of all places.
However, we are well ahead of the UK, who don't appear on the list, which ranks the top 15 countries, and the US and their yank tank. So they're not even making the top 15.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very rainy and dull in the UK, so no wonder they're always miserable and a bit upset. That makes sense, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. What do you think about this?
I think we're pretty polite overall. Occasionally, obviously, it's different in Sydney. You know,
maybe they're just dumb. Maybe we're just dumb drivers.
No, I don't think so. I think, look, in Sydney, they're very intense, is how I'd call it. Everyone's out for their own there.
Yeah, it's like they smell blood and they, like, speed up.
Oh,
and
a tiny gap in the traffic. I'll cut you off, no worries. And then you feel proud of it. But you know what? Secretly, I enjoy that.
Okay, I think, we might be okay in some areas, might be a little bit more polite. But I do think we are the worst country in the world for blinkers.
No one uses them. Not around Newcastle. I thought they were illegal here when I first came here. I didn't see a single one.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So the Cessnock chicken sandwich saga continues.
Oh, go.
Just to fill you in, if you haven't heard what this is about, on all of the Cessnock community Facebook pages, there's this ongoing sort of discussion about every type of chicken sandwich in Cessnock, but especially the ones that come from 7-Eleven.
Love it.
Who's buying them, why they always sold out by 10 a.m, you know, and why they're, like, or the differences between them. Mm-hmm. The Coles ones, the 7-Eleven, every servo, every place you can buy them.
In, like, type of bread, how much mayo is within the chicken.
Yeah,
like,
all that sort of stuff. Memes have been created, hundreds and hundreds of comments in and around it.
This is brilliant.
Last night, I've just seen this morning, there's somebody asking where to get one at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And this is at 3 o'clock in the morning. Someone then responds, you know, a little 20 minutes later, this server I think still open. You could try here. I got one. Photos of their sandwiches.
It's like a 24-hour servo.
I guess so.
Okay.
The whole area is so obsessed by these chicken sandwiches.
That's fascinating.
I don't know whether to be impressed by the dedication to it.
I mean, I'm impressed. I'm actually so proud. I was obsessed with these chicken sandwiches ages ago. I'm just so glad this is a bandwagon now.
Or do I be worried that they're not trying other foods? There's other foods out there.
Their taste buds are being limited.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
No, keep going. What can we do next?
Well, good question.
So can someone jump on the egg, like, salad sandwich bandwagon?
Are you an egg salad sandwich fan?
I love egg and lettuce.
Are you buying it or making it at home? You can't bring that in the office, though. It's one of the stinkiest sandwiches out there.
That's a myth. That is actually a myth. No.
I disagree.
Eggs don't smell. Egg sandwiches do not smell. That's tuna.
We're covering all the big topics here. and I'm very proud to be doing so.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine the other day, and she was like, Ari, I'm going to go to this this kind of like dining room experience type of thing. So this is down in Sydney, right? And I know that my sister-in-law is going. So basically it's about $150 a ticket. So you sit at a table. So it's all like organized in groups and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you have like this 3-course meal. It's a fundraiser and all that type of thing. And she goes, come with me. I really want you to be there. And I said, oh, look, I don't think that I'm going to be able to make it. It is a bit expensive. And she goes, don't worry about it. It's a lot of fun. I'll introduce you to the rest of my friends. It'll be a great, like, dining room experience. And there's, like, live music and whatever.
That so sounds it's kind pretty
of like,
good.
I mean, if you've ever heard of the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Ball, something similar to
something
that.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah, just down in Sydney.
So she's your good friend and she wants you to go.
Yeah, she does. But I'm like, it's a bit exy for the ticket. Like, I'm all for a good social, just not when they're overtly expensive like that.
So, basically, if it was something cheaper, you would have gone along. It's
yeah.
It's not as if you don't have the weekend free.
Maybe if it was like $50 a ticket, that's pushing it, I would do it.
$50 gets you nothing these days.
Know. Exactly.
Especially about the three-course meal.
I'd rather go get takeout.
Yeah, but you've got to remember also it's for a good cause. And it's your good friend. They've selected you. Of all people to come along to this.
But like $150 to $200 a ticket, like that's a bit exy. Well, I just think it's silly.
It's too much money. And you're saying no.
You are expecting too much of someone to go to a social outing that's so expensive.
I think if they're your close friend, you can't say no. I think you have to go along, especially if they've chosen you. It's so rare that you have, you know, close friends. You might be able to count them all on one hand, you know, in your life if you're lucky. And if they're saying, I select Ari to come with me, I think it's rude to say no. I think you can't really say no in that situation.
Well, I just feel like, you know what, she has other friends, you know, and other friends who do
Yeah, but
more.
She's chosen you to come along.
Get one of your rich friends to go. Like, I'm not rich.
All right. Well, I guess there's a little bit of a dilemma here. Mm. And it comes to a bigger question as well with, like, your destination weddings and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
If something's expensive, can you say no? Mm. Can Ari say no? Or how does Ari get out of this, I guess? Give her a bit of help here.
Yeah.
4967-4105. Can you say no to an expensive social outing? Have you had a situation like this? Maybe you've got some advice for Ari. I think just listening to the story, it's a close friend. It's for a good cause. I think you have to say yes. I don't think you can get out of this.
I like to be selfish.
That's not true at all.
No,
you're not
selfish.
Just but when it comes to money.
Yes.
You're very guarded on that.
Well, it's mine. Yeah. Back off.
In your own words, you're a sting.
Yes. This is what we want to do. 4967-4105. Can you say no to expensive social outings?
Producer Mark, good morning.
Morning, guys.
You're wanting to weigh in on this.
I do, and I think you can say no, actually.
Yeah.
And I've said no in the past. I do think a couple of dependents come into play, though. I mean, how close you are to the person, I think, makes a difference. And then also how much money is involved. I mean, I've said no to destination weddings over the years, about half a dozen of them, because I just don't have that kind of money. Mm. My wife, Fliss, just recently said no to a hen's weekend because it was going to be like $300-$400 for a hen's weekend, and some people just don't have that kind of money to throw around.
Yeah, that's fair.
What about $150 though? It doesn't seem so bad.
Well, Ari doesn't have $150 to throw around. She needs that for her snacks and energy drinks.
Well, that is true. And the energy drinks I see, you know, you probably do need that money.
What
on
an
reflection.
Insight into my life. How sad.
All right, Imadawi, Gabby, what are your thoughts?
Hey everyone, so I am that friend that invites people to expensive things.
No, right. Gabby.
I know, but I want to caveat that I'm also a big believer that 100% if you can't afford it, you should not be stretching yourself going. One of my best friends recently bought herself an apartment in Sydney.
Ooh.
And you know what? She spent the next 2 years living off pot noodles. And every time I wanted to see her, I was over there having pot noodles as well.
Yeah.
So you've got to adapt.
Ari absolutely loves pot noodles, so she. We might off the air. I might have to grab the details and connect these two. I think it's probably the best outcome from this.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
Yes, this is our new game. We're premiering it this week, which is very exciting. It's called the Novos Name 5. A quick recap on how it works. You have exactly 10 seconds on the clock to name 5 things related to the category that we give you. We've had a couple of examples.
Yep.
Yep. So, for example, we had music genres.
Rock, pop, country, classical, jazz. Just rattle them off like that.
Yep.
If you can do it inside 10 seconds. The prize is yours. So, let's meet our contestant for this morning, who wants to test their, I guess, wit and skill.
Yes.
In Toronto, it's Jess. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Novos. How are you going?
Really good. How
Fantastic.
Are you?
Fantastic. Good, thank you.
Excellent. So, the Novos name five. You know how this game works?
Yes, I played along yesterday.
Excellent. Brilliant. Okay, so you've had a practice run.
Yeah, it should
Great.
Be.
Great.
You're well ready and well trained.
Yes.
So, get ready. 10 seconds on the clock. Mm-hmm. Ari, what is the category?
The category is name five soft drinks. Go, Jess.
Fanta, Sunkist, Coke, Pepsi, lemonade.
Oh, you've gone and done it. How good is that?
Easy as that. Good job, Jess.
Wonderful.
First winner as well.
I
well
know.
Done. Congratulations. Yeah, there you go. Our latest local winner. You are off to go and see the Jets this weekend. Big double header, plus in the draw for our family pass to play Ripper Golf as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
There you go. Our latest local winner from Toronto. It's Jess on UFM.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
This is a bit of a local legend, if you will. Okay. Another one.
Yep.
I am, of course, talking about the Madawi Yowie.
Whoa. Okay, so just to let everyone know who doesn't know, we're not talking about the little chocolates that you buy at Woolies with toys in them.
I'm talking about our very own version of Bigfoot.
Right.
First spotted in 1999, there was a lengthy blog post by a local resident about this, and he'd spotted this out towards sort of, like, out towards, you know, further out than Hexham, between Hexham and Madawi, essentially, in like the bushland. He was out for a walk, and then he spotted this. Now, when he said, this is his description of it. The creature stood up on two legs and walked towards me.
Huh?
When it ran like a human with its arms going up and down like a jogger. He was quick off the mark. When he saw me raise an arm, he ran.
What?
He knew he'd been spotted. Now, there's a bit more of the description. According to the post, 3 to 4 foot tall. Don't know why he's using feet, but anyway, old school person perhaps.
Yeah.
Three rows of teeth.
What?
Extremely arched and covered in a greyish white fur.
Okay.
Further descriptions of the Madawi Yowie has them towering up towards 2 metres. There's been so many throughout the time, including one more recently at Hexham.
Maybe they're breeding.
Well, that is a possibility.
One's
now,
mama, one's a papa, one's a beba.
But it is possible. Now, we're in the Hexham area.
Okay.
So I've actually, every morning that I come into the station since reading this, I've been looking out towards the Hexham Swamp, trying to see, because we're, you know, this radio station backs onto the swamp.
Yes,
seeing
correct.
If I can spot something. And the other day, I saw a couple of yellow eyes in the distance.
Oh, sorry, it was me.
And I got out my phone just to record and just to see, and I caught a bit of it, actually. Have a listen to this. Just, it's hard to hear in the distance. See what you can hear.
You're an ass. I hate you.
And I caught that and I thought, maybe that is the Madawi Yowie in the distance there. See, have a listen one more time. See if you think it is in fact the Yowie, okay? Just listen carefully. Certainly sounds like it to me. I think we might have something. We need to send the Yowie hunters over to New FM.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Okay, Crevo, some news for you.
I'm ready.
I don't know how you're going to react.
Well, let's find out together, shall we? That's what this whole thing is, isn't it?
All right. I don't know if you've seen it, but I hope I'm delivering this to you for the first time.
Okay.
Niwatali Nelms has resigned completely from council.
You are not delivering me this for the first
Damn
time.
It!
I did see that this morning and I was planning to bring it up later in the show.
I thought you were going to bring it up earlier. That's why I kind of saved it. But I was like, nah, he's not going to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it. So she was elected to council in 2008 at the ripe age of 32. So I still have some time before I go into council.
Is that
eventually
what your plan is, to follow in her footsteps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Watch this space.
Well, not her footsteps, my own.
Your own foot, building your own footsteps.
I'm going to be the fun council member. I'm going to be the one that brings in the snacks.
I was going to say, what are you going to run on? Ari, I bring the snacks. Everyone else is like, oh, we're going to fix parking at the hospital. And
my snacks bring all the votes to the yard. That's what
I love it. I love it. This is so good. I can't wait to see your campaign signs. You know they always put them up at the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
It's you just holding a giant bag of Doritos. Yes. Like, vote one, Ari.
Could you imagine?
I bring the crunch.
And a ton of coffee.
Yeah, all of that.
I bring the good coffee. Anyway, so yeah, so she's gone.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, this is just such a council thing. Obviously, because she was our Lord Mayor before Kerridge got in. So she was like, this is all the things that I did. Marvel at it.
Yeah, that's a big list of things. Certainly, you got to blow your own horn, I guess. Toot your own trumpet.
I miss her smile. I like her smile. She has a happy face.
Okay. Mm. There we go.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage.
New FM. Now, though, we are joined by the amazing Lockie Rose. Woo! Our very own now. Well, we're claiming him now.
Yeah, he's a Novacastrian now. He's been inducted.
Yeah, been here for one season. Welcome to the show, Lockie.
Thank you so much for having me.
An absolute pleasure. Now, I've just learned that you've moved in with a friend in Shortland. You're living the real Newcastle life.
Mm-hmm.
And Ari, you asked the important question behind the scenes, and that is, have you had a Miller's pie yet? And your answer is?
No, I haven't had one yet. Got to try one soon. My mate goes on about them, saying they're so good.
Oh, they are.
What's
they're
your
big.
Mate? What's your mate's name?
Cooper.
Cooper.
Nice.
Cooper knows things, so follow his advice. But you're too strict with your food, right? So you couldn't have it.
Yeah, I try to stay on top of all that stuff. Making sure I'm not putting anything in my body that it's going to affect my performances. But maybe we can put this one aside.
Well, you have a
in the off season. Yeah,
In the off season is good because, look, to be fair, whatever you're doing is working. You're looking very fit, ready to go for the day.
Well, he has to be because he's a forward.
That's
for the
right.
Jets. So, like, he's got to be in peak running condition. So, we are going to talk a little bit about obviously your time with the Jets. But first and foremost, you just wrapped up a match with long term rivals down the M1, the Central Coast Mariners. Of course, like, I don't know how much of a rivalry you know about this. I don't know if your teammates have told you that is our arch nemesis.
Yeah, obviously I know from obviously years playing in the league that the F3 derby is a big one.
Yes. Yeah.
So for me, going into this game was like, I was pumped.
Yes.
Yeah, you're ready.
Yeah.
Well, you guys did finish up 2-2 as well. The squad made a stellar comeback, especially with the ball coming off your boot. So you did score a goal. Talk us through the momentum and how, you know, that game literally changed.
Yeah, obviously football is based on 90 minutes, so anything can change. Like, little moments can change a game. So for me, I obviously started on the bench that game, and my job was to come on and at least get a draw or try to win us the game. And I felt like we could have won the game if we had a few more opportunities, but on a different day that could happen. But yeah, this time it was we had a 2-2 draw, and just excited to get on the score sheet. And it was good to see all the fans get down there. They really helped us through that scenario, being down 2-0.
Beautiful.
Well, they do travel down for it. That's, I guess, what helps with the rivalry, right?
It does, yeah. But no, that was a good result overall. So the next round sees you take on Melbourne Victory as well this Saturday at home. How's the squad preparing for such a major clash like that with Victory?
Obviously, we've got training today, so I'll head in after this. Mm-hmm. And we'll reassess, obviously, with the game and what we thought went well and what we thought didn't go well. Mm-hmm. And then we'll look to focus on the Melbourne Victory game. Obviously, every game's different.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to change your tactics each time because each team plays differently. So for us, going into this game will be a tough game, but I think we can get the job done, especially at home. We want to get a win at home in front of the fans and
definitely
create that buzz around Newcastle.
Well, especially, you want to show yourself off as well, so you've got to score us another goal.
Yeah, come on. You've got this in the bag.
That's the plan.
I can see it in your eyes, Lockie. There's a look of determination.
Jeez.
That is
such a stitch up.
No, I'm serious. He's come in here and it's a laser focus.
It is, actually. No,
it's,
I agree.
It's brilliant. So you've got this. I believe in you.
Okay, now we do ask the important questions on the show as well, Lockie. So here's what I really want to know from you.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Hit me with it.
Do you guys actually get free Powerade or Gatorade, and what flavours?
So, yeah, every game there's Powerade or Gatorade, depends which venue we play at.
Yep.
In the fridge.
Ready to go.
Just ready to go. They're cold.
They're not swiping your card with the little, you know, square terminal.
Maybe when we go out in the field, they might grab my wallet and quickly tap on it.
Tap and go.
I haven't asked to do any PayID transfers yet. So
you're good as gold.
I'm good as gold for that one. But, yeah, there's all different flavours.
Get us some grape, please.
No, Ari's asking for the freebies, as usual.
You always
try to get the freebies.
Okay.
So, yeah, look, best of luck for this weekend. Newcastle is behind you, and we'll be excited to see you on there. So, fingers crossed. We want to see another one off your boat, please.
Yeah, that's the plan. So, hopefully we can get that done, and hopefully we can get the win. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. And, yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We need to tackle the mowing saga at Katara.
Okay, what's going on here, Credo?
So, 4 days ago this started, and essentially there was this post put up on Newcastle Reddit, which is the source of a lot of like local gossip and stuff. And it just was this video, and it looks to me, I'm pretty sure it's the Bob Jane teamer at Katara.
Okay.
And the video just says, shout out to old mate mowing the front of an abandoned building directly beside about a dozen townhouses at a quarter to effing midnight last night. And there's just, the video just shows of like the person mowing late at night.
Yep.
Then they hold up their like glow in the dark watch, like a sort of, you know, those watches where you can like press a little button that's got a light.
Yes.
And it shows the time, so 11:45 PM.
Uh-huh.
And then they like retreat in behind some bushes.
Oh, stop it.
So, of course.
What the heck is that about?
Well, of course, people are straight in the comments saying things like, okay, weird man in the bushes.
Exactly, it's my thoughts.
Okay, weird man in the bushes in a dressing gown with a watch and a camera. All of this sort of stuff. There's so many questions in and around this. And straight away, people started to respond.
Okay.
So, for example, another post then put up a few hours later, which titled Weird Bloke in a Bush, said, I was mowing the lawn last night in front of an abandoned building because I'd just bought a brand new Ryobi and wanted to test it out.
Wow.
Some weird bloke was in his dressing gown hiding in a bush filming me. Anyone know who I should talk to about this? These are all these people like claiming to be the other side of this, all that sort of stuff.
They're making a crack at a joke, basically.
Essentially. Another post. Had this weirdo couple out the front of my place last night, please advise. So last night I'm at my place, brackets, some abandoned place I'm squatting in since it's hard to get a house in this market, close brackets, had some guy out the front mowing the grass. I wanted to go out to tell him to knock it off, and then I thought it might have been my landlord, so I just hid inside and make sure he didn't do anything. Then somebody across the road was filming us.
Oh, that is brilliant.
On and on it goes.
Wow.
Next post. Can somebody please lend me a lawnmower? My own lawnmower is out of action after I ran over what I think was a tire lever on a job, obviously from Bob Jane T-Marks, without my mower, and I won't be able to attend the upcoming event at Bray Park. I wonder what they're doing there. Maybe some mowing as well.
Probably.
Yeah. Then another post. Somebody has photoshopped a Stephen King like book called Bizarre Adventures, Stephen King's The Lawnmower Man.
Oh, that's great too. That just keeps going on.
On and on it goes. AI image of a person mowing their lawn front of a Bob Jane team out in an abandoned building.
I don't know what's more hilarious, the fact that people have no lives and they're like making up all these stories and AI things. Odds, it's just the fact that it's just a weird thing about this guy mowing midnight.
It is a weird video.
Yeah.
But it's also weird that you were out there filming it and hiding in the bushes.
And you can see him, like, rustling through the bush, like, as well. Like, what the hell?
It in itself, it's so creepy.
Are you okay?
The whole lawn mowing saga at Katara / the abandoned building, ongoing it is. There's still more posts this morning. That Stephen King thing is from this morning. Of course, we'll keep you updated as this local story unfolds.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
So the 2025 Grammys was just hosted yesterday, right? Now, I'm not going to talk about who won, who lost,
who was wearing what clothes.
Yeah, I don't care. But this thing I saw, it's a video on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. Sabrina Carpenter. Now, she's one of the biggest names in music at the moment.
Yeah, she's
Espresso,
hot property.
You know, all that type of thing.
We play a lot of the music on New FM.
Yeah, we certainly do.
Newcastle's best music.
Are you done with the plug?
No.
Anyway, so she's like being filmed sitting at her table, her allocated spot, right? She's hanging out in a sparkly dress, but then she whips out a sparkly flask and she's seen
she now?
Yeah, she unravels the flasks and starts just drinking.
What do you think's in it? Maybe water? Probably. She's probably thirsty, Ari.
She's probably like a Bacardi rum gal.
Really?
Maybe a bit of tequila.
You saying something?
If she was a girl, like after my own heart, she'd be drinking tequila straight out of that thing.
I don't think she is.
She's too young for gin.
Do you reckon? You reckon gin's an old person drink?
No, because I used to drink it.
What are you saying?
I don't know. Anyway, so she also matched her flask to her dress. So
that's
she's
a bit of fun.
A gold sparkly dress with a gold sparkly flask. I think that's fantastic. Where is mine?
Well, you should. Have you got the gold sparkly dress?
No.
One step at a time.
Mate, you know what I should get? A Newcastle Jets flask.
Oh, yeah.
Like, put some Jet stickers on there.
Then it'll match your outfit.
We can ask good friend of the show, Lockie Rose, for, like, some stickers.
I'm sure they got stickers.
From, like, I don't know, any random store in Newcastle.
And just put them on.
Yeah.
Done. All right, okay. We've got a plan in place, and that's the main thing.
I'll just get some, you know, gin to go with it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Hey, drink responsibly and all that.
Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I saw this yesterday, Ari.
Mm.
And first of all, I was a little bit shocked by it. I want to get your read on it, okay?
Okay, hit me.
So, there's this job posted on Airtasker, which is sort of like this thing where you can put jobs online and people go, I'll do that job, and then you pay them online.
Yeah, okay, I've heard of this.
So, maybe you want your hedge trimmed.
Oh,
you put
great.
A photo of the hedge up and go, mm-hmm. I need this cut by 3 o'clock this afternoon. People go, I'll do it for $50 or $100.
Great.
You go, done. You send them the money, they come out, cut the hedge, it's done.
Oh, that is actually such a good idea.
A pretty cool platform, right?
Absolutely.
Anyway, this job, though, caught my eye. It said, minding a picnic table at a park for 2 hours. just down the M1 in Randwick in Sydney.
Okay.
It says, planning a kid's birthday party at Allison Park in Randwick. We need someone to mind the only picnic table at the park, brackets, this cannot be reserved through council. So essentially, just need someone to sit at the table for 2 hours from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. The picnic table is right next to the Allison Park playground, and they've got the address and a photo of it. Just a regular picnic table under a shelter.
So you're sitting there reserving it so, like, nobody else comes and, you know, takes the table for their own...
And then they pay you $50 for it. And I just thought...
Okay.
I just thought, this is wrong.
What?
You can't exploit the public goods for your own personal gain.
It's a table at a park. I say absolutely go for it.
Okay.
If you can't physically be there yourself and be like, hey, I can't send a family member or a friend, yeah, get someone on Airtasker to do it. Be like, hey, sit there for me, please, for 2 hours before I come along.
This is that's the actions of the rich. They're just taking over, like, public goods for their own wealth, basically.
Oh, you're such a party pooper.
No,
though.
it's almost, imagine this, right?
Yes.
Imagine this for a second. I just went down to, say, for example, Redhead Beach, public beach, same thing, public picnic table. Mm. I just got some of that, cyclone fencing that they use at festivals, right? I bought some off Gumtree for a couple of grand. I run it all the way along. Anyone that wants to come in, I charge them $20. You want to use the beach? $20.
That's a whole beach. We're talking about a table.
It's the only picnic table at Allison Park, Ari.
No. Think about it this way, right?
I'm ready.
It's only an extra 2 hours on top of the birthday party that's already going to be there taking up the table.
No, it's wrong. It's the rich taking advantage of a public good. Using money to just, like, you know, brush the regular person aside, the working man.
If you're reserving it anyway throughout the day, what's another 2 hours gonna do?
All right. Well, this is the debate, I guess.
Mm.
Is this evil or is this genius?
Oh, I think it's genius.
So Ari's all for it?
Yep.
And in fact, she said if it was local, she would have done the job.
Oh, heck yeah.
For $50.
Yeah, I'll be sitting there on my laptop, like watching YouTube for 2 hours. Thank you.
I'm saying taking advantage of the public goods that we pay for with our taxpayer money.
Oh, here we go.
Is wrong.
Taxpayer money?
Yeah. Well,
who are you?
Well, everyone pays it. Every time you have a coffee at a local coffee shop, that's going towards it.
I didn't realise you were such a boomer.
4967-4105. Is this evil or is this genius? Reserving these tables, using Airtasker, paying someone in your eyes, probably someone lowly, just to take it so that you can have it later on. Or is it genius? Evil or genius? Let's go to Wood Rising first. Yeah. Jess, what are your thoughts? Jess, are you there? All right, we'll come back to Jess in a minute. Let's now go to Caves Beach with Leanne. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
I totally agree with you. It is the wealthy exploiting the working class.
Thank you.
Look what you've done, Krivo. You put words in her mouth.
Well, no, it's not
their
at all.
Their attitude is that I am too good to get up early and do this menial task. I will just pay some little minion.
The minion.
That's right. And that's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
But I'm also concerned that if I pay them before they come, they might not turn up.
Oh, well, that's true, actually. That's a good argument.
That is true. Well, thanks for that. All right, so one on my side here. Let's go to one more, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to Raymond Terrace now. Good morning, Casey. What are your thoughts on this?
Morning. Well, to be honest, I think it's a little bit evil because I hadn't thought of it myself. If I had this to undo this, then
so you're saying it's genius in the fact that, oh, I wish I thought of that first.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, I don't think it's been done around here, so you might be... The next party you're having out at the terrace, you can just book in a table or, you know, just get someone to do it for you. How much do you reckon it would cost out at the terrace? Do you reckon 50's fair?
$20 probably at the terrace.
things are a bit cheaper out there.
I think so. Someone would do it, surely.
Surely someone. You'll get someone out the terrace for $20.
That's funny.
No dramas at all.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
All right, of course, all of the chat is in and around the Grammys overnight.
Yeah.
You know, Kanye's wife, that was quite the scandal. But we also need to talk about, have you seen the photos of Justin Bieber from the weekend?
No, I haven't. Why, what's happened?
He looks so ill.
Oh, no, not again.
He looks the worst I've ever seen.
Okay,
so gaunt and drawn out, so skinny. There's not like an inch of fat on him.
He was always quite lean and
always
in shape, but something's going on.
Lean is different to this. He's skin and bones.
Oh, dear.
He looks like a skinnier version of R. Kelly. What do you call it? What's
Michael Jackson?
No.
Oh, MGK, Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly. He looks like even skinnier than that.
Wow. But look, he might be going through something again.
What?
Or, like, he's
got
actually ill.
That illness from the tick he had for a while there.
Oh, yeah.
Lyme's disease. So I don't know if he's still recovering from that, but he looks so unwell.
Oh, bless him.
I mean, I hope he just gets better because it does not look well at all.
Maybe he's on Ozempic.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Nah.
One of the leanest men in music.
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
Oh, God. Anyway, hopefully he gets better because it doesn't look good.
Yeah, poor JB.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe he needs to release some new music. That might help him.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
So anyone who knows me understands that I'm a snackspert. I love to snack. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's crunchy, right, Krivo?
So, let's just go through this morning, alone on the show. What have you gotten through / eaten?
Pork crackle.
Yeah, which is what size bag is that just there?
Hang on.
Savoury pork crackle.
75 grams.
It's probably the size of your head, though.
Oh,
the
it's
bag.
Smaller.
Yeah.
It's smaller. Anyway.
Then?
And then, like, some, like, curlies. They're like a kind of like a twisty and
a Cheeto had a baby.
Yeah, pretty much.
They have curlies. Yeah. So you had some of that as well. Any other snacks you've got with you today?
Oh, I've just got like some little like nacho cheese chips or chippy things.
Okay. Anything else you've got in the bag?
No, that's basically it. Yeah.
So three or four types a day.
Oh, no. I like to bring things just in case of what I feel like.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't get through all of them. But anyway, so the thing is, I brought this bag in like today and yesterday because I'd just been to the Reject Shop on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was showing you some of the snacks, Krivo, and you're like, oh, interesting. But when I opened the bag, they're chock-a-block full. There's no half bags at the Reject Shop, so famously.
Yeah, you know when you get, like, a bag of Doritos?
Yeah.
Half of it is air.
It really is. And, look, we're not complaining about that per se during this little chat here, but I thought, you know what? The Reject Shop doesn't get talked about enough.
Yeah.
It's like a quiet gem of a place. Okay?
I love that.
So, look, it's not exclusively to Newcastle.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. And so I thought we'd have like a little Reject Shop rave here.
Sure.
Okay. And now I will say nothing but good things about the Reject Shop. I used to work there many years ago for a couple of years.
How? A couple of years you did it for? What age were you working there, do you reckon?
Oh, look, it was kind of my first or second job. So probably like 14 or 15.
Right.
So
you got a bit of an insight as to what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, definitely. But honestly, it is a great place to work.
Because I see, like, say, for example, a few occasions I've gone through there.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, a big bottle of Morning Fresh or something.
Yeah,
$2.
Okay. Yeah.
You go, that's like $4 at the West, Woolies or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a bit cheaper.
Is it the same Morning Fresh, though? Because the bottle looks a bit different, like it's from Thailand or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Usually they are from different suppliers. They're kind of like the same, but different.
They call it grey imports, don't they?
Something like that.
Okay.
But you're still getting the product.
It's still Morning
cheaper.
Fresh.
Yeah, okay. Just from a different manufacturer. Anyway, so I got a couple of points here. First and foremost, there's always heaps of stock on the shelves. Like, whenever I go into a Reject Shop, they're always fully stocked.
Packed, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, oh, there's no more this or that.
Yeah, where are my Claire's? You know, all that type of thing. The snacks, like the chips and the pork crackle, like what I just mentioned before, are always full to the brim. So you're never getting stooped.
See, the bag, literally you were showing me yesterday, is fully full.
Yeah,
right,
shockers.
Up to the seal. It's kind of amazing. Not many like that these days.
Well, I mean, you're getting what you pay for, right? It also has brands not found everywhere. So, for example, this pork crackle here and these curlies and whatnot, you can't get them from your generic stores like Coles and Woolies.
Aren't they? Okay? Isn't that because it's a knockoff, though?
No, like it's not knockoffs. Not all of them are knockoffs. There's just some original brands that you can't get anywhere else.
Right.
Also, Reject Shops, they're not overly big stores. Like, they're a decent size, so you can fit plenty in, but they're not that big, so you can actually buy your gardening gloves half an aisle over from your present wrapping paper. So, like, it is so easy to get in and out.
It's the OG Aldi, isn't it, really?
Yeah, kind of, without the fresh food.
Yeah,
absolutely. And also, now, when I was in there on Sunday, now, I do have a little bit of a bone to pick with the Reject Shop.
Okay. Here comes the problems, guys.
So when I was originally working there many years ago, they didn't have these. But the staff now have, like, these really cool, like, black earpieces. So, like, they can talk to each other like secret spies. So, like, Sally, can you come to register 2 and open, please? We've got a line up here or something like that. Or it's like, can you just do a price check for me for this? And they can talk to each other with their walkie-talkies in their ears. They're like secret spies. I wanted those when I was at the Reject Shop.
You know what? They've probably got an opening if you're looking for a Sunday job.
I just want to use the secret spy gear.
I'm sure we can arrange that, especially after you've raved about them for 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. I think you should. That's the least you should be able to get.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, Ari, earlier in the show, we were discussing, I guess, this Airtasker job. That's a job put online for somebody to mind a picnic table for 2 hours while they went, basically, they didn't want to get up that early.
Right.
So from 7 till 9, $50. If you do that, then you get the money. And basically, I was asking, is this evil or is this genius to be doing this? Now, Leanne called up, and first of all, she said this.
I totally agree with you.
And to me, that was all I needed to hear to give her the prize. She gets a family pass to play Rip at Golf.
Just for that.
But then she went on to say this.
It is the wealthy exploiting the working class.
Thank you.
Look what you've done, Krivo. You put words in her mouth.
What? No, it's not
their
at all.
Their attitude is that I am too good to get up early and do this menial task. I will just pay some little minion.
The minion.
That's right. That's right. And that's what I'm talking about. And that's me. I'm all for the working man.
Oh, look, I feel like that comment was a bit loaded. I think she's been stung by this before, probably.
Well, quite possibly. Yeah. So congratulations, you're off to play Rippert Golf. You get a family pass to that.
Good on you, Leanne.
What's on for the rest of your day? What are you up to?
I've got a bit on today, actually. I've got a chauffeur mum around.
Oh,
She's got to go into work this afternoon, so I'll just ship her off.
When you do that,
yep.
Do you, like, open the back door and she gets in the back, like a taxi?
You know what? Maybe I should make her do that.
That's a bit of fun,
she
right?
She hates the back seat, really? So I'll make her do it.
Here you go. You want a free trip? It's got to be like this.
Yeah, Mum knows I'm only chauffeuring you around if you give me a fancy hat.
You give her, put the little hat, maybe a bow tie.
Where to, madam?
Oh, nice. I love that.
You will arrive at your destination in the next 20 minutes.
You'd be a good chauffeur with a voice like that.
I really would. Give me a second job.
Nice one.
And then, yeah, just cooking some scrolls. A little bit of a surprise for my man.
Oh, doing some baking. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm a good girlfriend.
All right. Well, get out there, Newcastle, and enjoy this beautiful weather.
Yes.
It's around the next few days, so get to the beach and stuff. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
See ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.